Every June, Watson hosts the Brown International Advanced Research Institutes, or BIARI. This conference brings together participants from around the world to address pressing global issues. For 2 weeks last summer, 150 scholars and practitioners, mostly from the Global South, worked collaboratively across academic disciplines and geographic boundaries. During a break between sessions, we spoke with Tata Lambed about his experience.
Okay, I am Tata Lambed. I'm from Cameroon and I'm attending the Humanitarian Response and Post-Conflict Reconstruction Institute here.
Tata spends most of his time as a doctor.
Back home, generally, I am a physician and I do about 75% of my time in working in the clinic.
But he also has a master's degree in public health with a specific focus on responding to disasters.
Both natural and man-made, those are, as long as it calls for humanitarian response, Cameroon being a stable country, there is the neighboring countries often run into conflict most of the time. So we have refugees most of the times, and dealing with them is a very important part of our daily activities.
So, in addition to seeing patients every day, Tata also does research and humanitarian work.
Generally, I'm not very specific in the kind of disaster I deal with. I'm supposed to apply more of disaster response kind of skills based on my training, but the domain is still developing, so I'm still contributing and seeing how it gets further. And some about 20% of my time goes to research and humanitarian-related activities.
But back home, it's sometimes hard to find institutional support for the research side of his job.
I must say that the disaster response structure that we have in place is not that fully developed. And I think first that if we can say that we are ready for disaster or unseen circumstances, then we need to develop such structures.
So Tata applied to come to BIARI, despite a bit of initial skepticism about traveling thousands of miles to meet a bunch of strangers when he could be home working.
But I did apply and then subsequently selected. And I was wondering, is this worth my time initially to come and spend 2 weeks here for this program? I might as well be doing other things. I've got a public health degree in this particular field. And so why not just keep practicing? So for some time I was wondering, but I mean, just talking to people just within the first few hours of arriving here, I was like, wow, this is really the right place to be.
In the humanitarian response learning group he took part in, Tata began working with people from all over the world and from a variety of disciplines to gain new perspectives on disaster relief.
First, I've seen models of how people do things in their own context. And I will, first of all, at my own personal time, try to evaluate what we have on ground and try to make necessary proposals and adjustment towards this, because it's very important to have a well-planned way out in case of disaster.
It gave him fresh ideas about developing the field back home in Cameroon and also sparked some new relationships.
So far, it's worth the effort, the sacrifice. I have made just so many contacts. It's usually limitless in this kind of forum where you see people with so much potentials. And so keeping contact, discussing ideas, especially during lunch as now. You meet two colleagues, you have similar ideas and you're looking how to push them forward. So I just think in every dimensions, we are forming small niche on how we shall progress, especially after this encounter here. You know, the perspective and then the multidisciplinary nature of people brought together with these ideas, I felt like, okay, there is really no place I could be at this time in my life than being in BIARI. I was like, I just discovered something. And I felt so happy about it.
You've been listening to Trending Globally. This is part of a special series focused on the stories of scholars and practitioners who attended the 2017 BIARI Summit. Next week, we'll hear from Stephanie Lopez, who studies post-conflict resettlement in her home country, Colombia.
Like, if the conflict is over, will all these people be able to come home again? And which are the policies that are being put into place for this population?
Thanks for listening.